Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok & Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Okay, so for everybody listening at home, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Jim, I'm the storyteller, / game master, / dungeon master, / guy who keeps talking.
I am Kelly, I play Bronwyn Envil Spark, the dwarf cleric of the god Kord.
I am Zalaris, I'm also Natalia. I play Zalaris, the half-elf rogue pretending to be a bard. And yeah, apparently I'm the one who has to talk because
you're good on that.
We're not social.
Not very. Well, that brings us to Wa. I'm Andy, and I am playing a tiefling fighter gladiator named Glory.
I'm Anaya, and I'm playing Mikesy, and she's a druid rock gnome who's a tinker.
I don't know anymore. You're awesome.
And our mage is doing stuff for her.
Yes, for the Baron. She's handling things because, you know.
Doing some research.
Magical research.
Yeah.
It's all about the magical research.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Look who rolls so much.
Sish.
And it just goes. And its legs stick out as your daggers in the back of its skull.
Take that, bitch!
Okay.
Is it my turn now?
It is the bard's turn.
I have a question. Okay, so can I? She's
yes,
small
she can
enough,
shoot it.
Then I can shoot it over her head. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Alright, let's hope I don't miss.
Yeah,
that would be terrible.
I got the dwarf right where I wanted her.
What? Plus five is.
12.
How do you have such a high bonus?
Because her dex is so
high.
She
worked on it.
She's got ridiculously
she's really
high
dex because she's actually a rogue.
And don't forget the proficiency bonus.
I don't know about that, so you'll have to. That
oh,
might
oh.
be.
So, what are you rolling for attacking with your weapon right now?
Just the d20 plus my ability point.
Okay, you should also have plus two to that for your proficiency.
Oh,
yeah. For any weapon you're trained in, and as a fighter, you're trained in all of them.
Okay.
Well, okay, that so difference. So that's 12.
Yes.
12 will hit.
Yes.
Okay, so now we'll see how much damage.
As the dwarf's going like this with the hammer and the small opening.
Hold it. Or the dagger or the...
Oh, the bow.
You the bow. You the
what am I doing?
I'm like, you're wearing the wrong thing.
Sorry. 2 plus 3 is 5.
5 points damage?
Yep.
As you go with your arrow and you just see Kobold corpse go bombing out the other side of the rocks. Boop. And you hear,
was that his death knell?
That was his death cry.
Alright. I would like to retrieve my dagger, please.
You walk up and sauntily over there and out of the small
and
little...
loot the body.
Swipe it off.
Yeah.
Horrible little kobold.
On the dirty kobold.
And 5th edition version of kobold, in case everyone else kind of saw what they look like.
They actually look kind of cool.
Yeah, they actually look like mini dragonborn. They've gotten so much cooler than they used to be.
Well, they used to be originally rat-like creatures.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I will collect my arrows.
I thought they used to be blue.
Well, the kobolds in this one can be any color of a dragon.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of them, like, they're, they in culture-wise, dragons like to enslave them. Like, the red dragon will like have a bunch of red ones.
Right.
Greens will have greens, you know. But they come in all different colors.
Okay.
And they reproduce like rodents, so. Yeah.
But old school D&D, they were more like rat-like creatures.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever played World of Warcraft.
The rats with the light, they got little candles on their heads. Because literally, the original one, it was the Scandinavian kobolds.
Yeah.
Which are rodent-like guys calling for the earth.
Yeah.
Okay. Then D&D took them in a different direction.
So what they got on them?
Oh, what they got on them? So who's going to be, like, looting their loinskins?
Well, I'm looting the ones that I'm pulling the arrows out of their heads. So.
Okay. So in total, you're going to be getting 32 silver pieces. Obviously,
for the group, or?
This is
for the group.
This
okay.
is total.
Okay.
Obviously not of kobold manufacture. It looks like, you know, it's coin of the land, so.
Silver pieces?
32 silver pieces. So obviously these guys have
that's
gotten
it?
Some loot from the area. I like
okay.
how she says that's it.
So
spoken like a true rogue.
So we each get 8.
Okay. No, but I'm like seeing if there's more. Is there more?
And yeah. there's about 6 bird skulls. Not that you would use them for much, but kobolds might like them.
Hey. She might like them.
Creepy. Creepy devices with skeletons in them.
So, 32 silver pieces, 6 bird skulls.
And a little scrimshaw sculpture of a dragon that doesn't look quite dragon-y. It looks more like, you know, wingless lizard kind of thing.
What did the scrimshaw on?
It was made of some kind of bone.
Okay.
If you'd like to do a nature roll, I could probably tell someone.
Okay.
Like, what if I
did? 16.
That's not bad. A really, it looks like a really old piece of humanoid bone.
Oh, bastards.
Looks like the very top of the femur that was shaped and carved, but it looks like a very, very, very old bone. But the artwork, it's not total garbage. Sorry, just checking pattern there. Okay, so you guys are going to continue on down the hole, which you now notice. It's got a little barricade of rock. And the path gets very small.
I'm gonna do my.
What'd you roll that 3 for?
Just looking around for that dungeoneering, you know, the.
Oh, dungeoneering for the door?
A second.
It basically looks like on the inside of here that this was once something that's more complex, but it looks like landslide or mudslide has changed the topography here. So you had what, 7? So, by the way, for the record, while the bard was, you know, getting arrows and looting, the dwarf was looking further into the architecture and realizing that something was caused this dwarven architecture to go to pot so quickly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
there's obviously no dwarves keeping it up.
Because apparently every place is on the shoulders of dwarves,
mm-hmm.
or at least their craftsmanship. So you guys take basically a short rest,
yeah.
coop. Anything that you can do on a short rest, you can get back.
I can't get my one spell back. But
later on, there's abilities that with a short rest, just a 5-minute short rest, you get
yep.
back. Okay.
I don't have access to any of those yet.
Yep.
There's I do have one thing that
yeah,
I have access to
the
now,
thing
but
a little this way.
It,
as opposed
we could.
To I didn't
move
it. Yeah,
we can move it this way.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost done with this map. Ominous moment.
Jesus.
Dun, dun,
oh.
dun.
So are you guys breaking down to what seems to be the natural order that you guys are breaking into as your marching order?
Yeah,
I guess. I think so.
Okay.
I mean, meta, I'd rather have the
thief
in front, but he's not good at perception,
the,
so
you mean
no.
the bard. Everyone knows her as a
bard.
Oh, that's right, the bard.
Yeah, she's a bard.
Yeah, you don't know she's a thief yet.
We don't know she's a thief.
Will Melina shaken the spear? There should be a female bard named that. Will Melina shaken the spear?
Nice. Well,
okay.
I am totally fine with being front. Just understand that I don't check for traps.
Okay.
Any of that
well,
stuff.
I'm not
good
at checking for traps.
I will go forward carefully. And,
I'll go first.
And
okay. I mean, I have dungeon hearing, so to speak.
There you go. If you want to go first, that's cool.
Okay.
I mean, I get a slight advantage to...
Yeah, you all have dark vision,
for,
so the,
you know,
the darkness, is the looming darkness ahead does not bother you whatsoever.
I got it. You're more familiar with dwarven masonry in this area, so you
yeah.
should go first.
And
yeah.
you can move faster than I can. You can go farther.
That's true, in case you needed to climb over you. Okay, so you guys are going through the spot where it's really tight fit, and you have to go... careful single except for the halfling who's going, guys, what are you talking about? It's a tight fit, it's perfectly fine. It's like almost a foot and a half wide here.
Are you a halfling or a half gnome?
She's a rock gnome.
A rock gnome.
Gnomes are actually smaller than halflings.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's a bunch of space. What are you talking about?
Okay, so Dwarf, go ahead and give me a perception roll there since you're in the lead. That's a solid two there.
It actually rolled and then it went that way.
Let's not roll on this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Technically, that little crack isn't there, but
no,
this is perfect. No,
like that.
What you
like
rolled
that.
Is perfect. And she's, looking at the masonry, and all of a sudden
I got a whopping six.
She's pointing out the dwarven masonry, should be strong enough to hold 10 men. For every brick, and she's talking about how great it is. And just then, you all feel a rumble. And you see up ahead here with this little lip here, you can see there's where it looks like some of the bricks have just fallen in. And there's ropes and little rope ladders. Definitely rope ladders made for something small. Looks like it might not even hold a full size person's weight.
So much for us using that.
But we have our own.
And just as the dwarf steps forward, everybody, give me a dex save as the floor cobblestones start disintegrating under your feet.
I got a 5.
Oh, fucking duck. 18 plus 3, 21.
10 plus.
What's your dex?
It's just the roll 11? Plus dex.
Yep.
Right? So, 8.
5.
Kind of makes sense, the two in the front go down.
I fall like a rock.
So, you two, give me a roll on a d6. As the floor underneath you is disintegrating.
I rolled a 1.
You rolled a
5.
And you rolled
a 5.
21.
No, this is the d6 we're rolling.
Criminal.
So I take it that
you're
I am a smooth criminal.
You know what?
I got that point.
Well, there will be some damage. As all of a sudden the floor gives way, and you take 1 point of damage. And you take 1 point of damage. The worst part is, as you guys go tumbling first, because obviously the bard is very fleet of foot and light stepping, the two of you are not, chunks of the ceiling that you raced to the floor land on top of you.
Ow.
So it's not hurting you additionally, but it is pinning you that you're going to need to do a strength check yourself or someone to try to do one to pull you out.
I'll just stand
on
up.
Your turn.
That will not be me.
And as the dust is settling, these two come nimbly, our bard and our gnome are just nimbly just falling down safely to a nice pit.
I like bounce, 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 bounce.
And all of a sudden, since you all have dark vision, you are in a very dark place with the dim light of the cave up above. But the worst part is, as the dwarf, and I'll give the dwarf this one because of dwarven dungeoneering, as you stepped, you noticed that all the metal reinforcements of these bricks were destroyed. No, they're destroyed. Like something rotted them out from the inside.
Oh god, there's a rust monster?
Sort of like that. The metal seems to be dissolved. But all of a sudden, as you all land, and especially the poor pinned teammates, they all of a sudden hear a horrible rush of water sound. What are the odds?
Damn, we're gonna die.
And you hear a slurping sound.
That's no good.
Like gelatinous slurps.
That's no good.
No, it's not what you think it is. I love how Kelly immediately gives me the thing of, no, gelatinous cube. As all of a sudden, now, the two that foe control, where would you like to land in these spots? By the way?
I'm good with that.
I should probably ask you this before I put a dice on the map to demonstrate whatever.
As far away from
well, it's got to be one of these six.
Can it be here?
No, it's got to be
one.
It has
to be here?
Those.
Yeah. Then there.
You're on top of the wreckage, which is okay.
No, I'm totally okay with that.
It's not fair.
It's not fair?
No.
It's not fair?
Okay, she ran. She jumped over
people. I bravely ran away.
She jumped over someone to get there.
Not necessarily. We were falling down. I just chose my landing spot.
She jumped
Okay. What was the D6 for?
To see what square you landed in. And then my D6 was to see how much damage you took, because you're randomly pinned down there. So as the dust settles, and you guys realize, what the fuck, and all of a sudden the door's going, I told you this was not Dwarven manufacture. Keep covering for your race. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative. As, you know, your eyes...
Natural 20! Wasted on initiative!
There's no such thing as waste.
So you do 15 plus your dex?
Yes.
So, right. 21.
So, 17.
14.
So mine would be 22.
Oh, 22?
17.
Yeah. 17. 14. Wow, y'all rolled really good. Really damn good. Okay, so, Animal Spark... You're 22, you're first. All of a sudden you realize that something is rot. Something that does damage to metal has rotted out this floor. And it was probably only by the grace of the Dwarven manufacturing and the lightweight of these kobolds that they were able to walk on the floor at all. Probably only your light-footed Dwarven druid friend here could have been the only other one in the group to walk across without collapsing. Something sabotaged this floor.
Okay, but I have to roll to get the rubble off of me, right?
Would you like, for your action, would you like to get out of the rubble?
Yes.
Okay, strength check. Give me a 15 better.
I've got a 12. Oh, no, wait a minute.
What's your athletics?
Athletics is 15, or 5, so it's a 15.
So, dwarf knocks the little brick off and gets on her feet, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
And you do have the rest of your movement, if you half of your movement still, if you'd like to move it. See where that dice is?
Yeah.
You see this little diagonal thing here is underground water.
Okay.
Comes seeping out of the rocks there, goes this way, and then goes down a little hole.
Okay.
But where that dice is, you see something gray, and because of course with dark vision, your color is kind of icky. Very ooze-like, yes. Yes, you see an ooze. And by the way, for the record, you kind of sense that there's something underneath the rocks that you're laying on that you're getting up.
Yeah, I'm gonna go over here.
Okay. Yeah. You're gonna go over there?
I'm in chainmail, hell yeah.
Okay. So, Bard.
Yes.
You also sense that where the cleric just stepped away from, there's this like...
Well, I'm also on top of rocks, so
yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay.
But you actually still have an action.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
You could, like, attack the ooze.
Will she, though?
Wait a minute. So it's like, right, like,
yeah.
Do I have a straight
yeah,
shot?
So
you do have a shot on
okay,
that.
Okay, then
ooze.
I want to try and shoot it with an arrow and see what happens.
Okay.
So I roll
this. Natural 20.
Wow. Okay, go ahead and roll for damage.
T6 plus.
Okay, oh. Now roll it. You roll another six-sided.
Okay.
Because it's a natural 20.
Yeah, going with that one. So
No, you get both.
Oh, I get both.
You add them together.
Yeah.
Plus your bonus.
Plus my bonus. So
yeah.
5.
Don't short yourself. It's a natural 20.
3.
So,
okay. You got 8 points of damage.
You fire your arrow into the gray ooze. By the way, it looks just like that's all the color of bricks and masonry.
Okay.
And you fire your arrow into it, and that's piercing damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that actually goes in there and does some damage to it, kind of like undulates when you hit it. But you do know as your arrow kind of like floating through it, because it is very liquidy.
Yeah.
The metal arrowhead starts dissolving.
Shit. Well, crap.
And then at that very moment, some of your teammates may be looking at their metal weapons and thinking,
fuck. I know.
Okay, Glory.
So there's like rock on top of me?
There's rock on top of you.
Alright, so I will do a strength check to get up.
Go for athletics.
Especially
yep, since
I have athletics.
On the ground.
Okay.
11.
11? Ooh, unfortunately, you start knocking, you're knocking bricks off, but it's not enough to get you out of the rubble.
Okay.
Apparently, you must be to the waist in rubble. Maybe you can call out to a teammate to pull you free.
I don't know if I'm strong enough for that.
Hey, sure you never know. A good roll could come up.
Okay. That's not happening.
What's your strength?
No, it's
your first hand.
Zero.
So?
You have no bonuses, but you doesn't mean you can't help go around.
You could roll a higher than 15 on the dice.
That's tough.
You roll a 15 or higher.
A little rock gnome lifting rocks off the floor.
What's your athletics? Zero, right?
Plus two.
So you, I mean, you would get plus two to your roll.
There's a problem, though.
What's your problem?
Nature.
Why is that a problem?
You could still strengthen. You could try. Or you can roll a nature on these things, and I can tell you what they are.
I don't care.
Okay,
you
nature.
Need to do.
Sure.
Okay.
Sorry, it's character.
Hey,
no,
at least for this could actually really help you guys out. Inspiration. So you roll this, knowing
something
your enemy is an important thing.
Do we have any flame or?
No, that was Judy. Probably.
Yeah, sure.
What am I doing?
So roll d20, and you want to go ahead and take.
Because I'm thinking that dashing is probably going to do better damage.
Roll 2d20, and you get a higher two rolls.
Because it's metal.
Yeah. I was going to throw rocks at it.
I was going to take the rocks. I know what I'm going to do. I was like, I got a big thing on my shoulder.
Rubble.
Hey, you're throwing a rock, does damage.
23.
Yeah, well, I was thinking.
Here you go. You may read the gray ooze.
To myself.
Well, you can share it with your friends, but you probably want to take a second to read it to yourself. Basically get an idea of, is it resistant to anything? Is it vulnerable to anything? Or you can just read the description of it.
Jim, can you tell me what's in a burglar's pack?
Sure.
I'm thinking about setting something on fire, but I want to see if I can.
Hey, fire always works.
I'm thinking about this.
I don't think you want to use fire.
Okay. Well, yeah. Share the information.
Give her a second to read, because what I'm going to do is tell you what's in a burglar's pack, then I'm going to run to the restroom and let her tell you guys. And then I'll listen again later on the recording to see what she says. Too far.
That's fire.
Because when in doubt, try to kill the fire. And while we're taking a moment, go ahead and roll a D100 so we can find out what your trinket is. Kelly was pointing that out to me earlier, and I forgot. Burglar's Kid.
89.
The Burglar's Kid is like two pages away from that. 89 is a vial of dragon's blood. Would you like that, or would you like to see what else you roll? You can try again, if you'd like.
I don't know what the hell I would do with that.
Maybe.
That's the point of the trinkets, but you never know. Sometimes
trinkets
it's...
are not really useful. There's something that's interesting.
Oh, they can be useful.
Oh, yeah, depending
on
how you play your things. So you can try rolling again.
Just
you don't lose
again,
a chance.
You don't see, you know, just to see what you get.
100.
Oh, my God, she got a natural 100.
A metal urn containing the ashes of a hero.
Ew.
Maybe
which would you prefer, the vial or the...
The vial of vile or the
vial
urn
of
ash?
Blood or the
dead person?
You know, the vial.
All right,
of dragon.
The dead person is one of my gladiator friends that died.
Oh.
In an uprising. There you go.
There you go. That's a good one, because all you could save is some passive is ashes. So the burglar's kit includes a bag of 1,000 ball bearings, 10 feet of string, a bell, a
bag of 1,000 ball bearings.
10 feet of string.
Okay.
A bell.
Bell.
5 candles.
5 candles.
A crowbar.
Crowbar.
A hammer.
Hammer.
10 pitons. It's like climbing spikes.
Okay.
And also can be used, by the way, to nail doors shut.
Oh.
Like a doorstop. That's just one of those out of character things that you can use to do that too.
Okay.
Make someone have to break the door down as opposed to open it.
Okay.
A hooded lantern, which is good because it only lights up what you want it to light up. 2 flasks of oil, which answers the question you're looking for.
Do I have a...
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
if not, I do.
Yeah.
I will. After 5D rations, comes a tinderbox.
Okay, tinderbox.
The primitive lighter.
All packs come with a tinderbox.
Yep. And a water skin. And it also has 50 foot of hemp rope strapped to the side of it. Because it's practically a repeller's kit. And she's making faces, which means she tells you what a great ooze is. By the way, if you want, you can quote that's twice as tough as most people.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, the hit point number.
That means it's probably got a hell of a lot of hit points.
It got a hell of a lot of hit points.
Okay, so what exactly is this thing?
Well, it corrodes metal.
Okay.
Yeah, figured that one out.
It can move around into about an inch of tiny spaces without squishing itself.
We gotta bring this sucker.
Resistance to acid, cold, and fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, how about bashing?
It says damage resistance. I don't know. It says condition, immunities, blinded, charmed, deafened, exhaustion, frightened, and prone.
So it can't be prone.
It has a blind spot 60 feet away.
Yeah, well, that there's no way we're gonna get 60 feet away.
Passive perception 8.
So it's not a very observant.
Yeah, basically just oozes.
Okay, well that means that bashing and piercing damage do regular amounts. So your arrow did full damage. That's good. Usually with oozes it doesn't, but of course you'll never get that arrow back.
No, there's it has false appearance.
Because it pretends to look like mortar.
Yeah, while the ooze remains motionless, it is indistinguishable from an oily pool or wet rock. That's all it got.
Yeah, so I'm thinking I'm going to have to get my crossbow out.
Any non-magical metal, it will corrode very quickly.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are too low a level to have
chain
magical.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't want it anywhere near my armor.
No. After dealing damage, the weapon takes a permanent.
So how terrifying has she made you? Oh my god, that's good.
Apparently it takes full damage from piercing and bashing.
That's an important thing to know.
Yeah.
I know. You're stressing that.
So we just, I vote
but
for just.
It doesn't have a language.
We gotta whittle it down.
We need to.
It speaks.
What's its speed?
10 feet. It's climb.
Which would explain how it ate out the
so
other side
two,
of the...
So it could only two squares.
So, yeah.
Compared to
this
our
is a path behind us, correct? Yes, that is
okay.
A path out. All right.
We could just walk away
just
from it.
Yeah. Well, after we drag our tiefling friend out from the rocks,
armor
we're going
class very helpful.
To leave.
Armor class is 8, and the hit points doubled. Is that what
you mean? No. You can tell that that's double. Like, your fighter has, like, half that many.
So
it's twice as strong as a normal man.
Oh,
so it's
because
got like what, 24 hit points or something?
22.
I have
12
hit points,
so. It has 44.
Well, he said
double, so 22.
Yeah. In that
24.
Range. That's why.
Yeah.
So she can tell you that they're notoriously slow moving, notoriously easy to hit, but they can take some damage because they're not all.
So it only has 12 hit points left.
Did you tell them about the amorphous and the other thing?
Oh, that it can squeeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told them that, and the corroding metal,
and there's
and the
probably two of them at least.
It doesn't say anything about having a friend with it.
The monster manual no longer says how many are traveling back.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't say it travels back.
Okay. So
I can't find it.
All right. So, okay.
And you gave me a book.
I know. But that is the information you can quickly ascertain and share with the group.
Okay.
Do you want to move?
Yes.
Are you going to risk an attack of opportunity? Or...
With what? I have a wooden...
If you just step back from it, it may lash out at you.
Right.
Or you can do what they call it as a disengage. Well, you can't because you do the skill. So you pretty much either stay there and risk getting hit on its turn, or retreat and risk
getting
hit.
I have a staff. I also have a whippy
staff.
I also have a whippy thing.
Yeah, you're
going
with
that.
That's organic.
So I can try to hit it with my staff.
Yeah, whack it.
Or what's your other cantrip?
Guidance?
Well, I have that one too.
That's a good one. Gives you bonuses to your actions because the gods guide you. Or nature.
So, do I want it? I wanted to swipe.
How much damage
it.
Does your staff do?
I don't know.
About that much.
Plus two.
My thorn whip is plus four. Yeah, so she's better off using her spell. But the staff, I think, does what? Does it say 1d8 or 1d6?
Doesn't say anything.
It actually doesn't say anything.
No.
Okay, so your thorn whip is probably a better thing to use because you're twice as likely as hitting it.
Okay.
But remember, you used your action for your skill check. So now all you have left is movement to choose whether to move or not.
Quarterstaff does 1d6 bludgeoning. And then it says versatile, and then in parentheses, 1d8.
Yeah, if you use it as a two-hander, it's 1d8.
So put 1d6 plus 2.
Your character ever have pink skin, right?
Nope.
Not what color is
your skin? I have ashy skin.
Plus
that,
2.
Like an ash gray color that's
natural.
Yeah, but
two,
it rises
am
up.
I using
and the, like, it changes
color.
So
no.
That's
okay.
What you've
been
doing.
So
what
goes,
is default? What is
your
default? Your
whip
default?
Gives you a better
it's
choice, but you don't get to use that right now anyway.
So
I just have to move.
And
you
can't move or just
teal, teal blue and
I'm gonna
steel,
stay
silver color.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not to get an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
That have no pupil. It's like
oh, that's
solid.
What that.
Okay. Yeah, attack of opportunity would be
I thought
he gets
to hit
you.
Get to
no,
hit
no, he would get to hit if you if you back
off.
No,
step off.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
They're like bright.
Okay. So it's
so the idea
it's
is
turn.
That I go from dark ashy gray and it's like my skin lightens and becomes more purple until
okay.
I've got purple horns.
Okay.
And I probably shouldn't have closed the page of ooze when I flipped that.
Sorry, let's check out my marker, see what I
and because the fighter laughed loudest of all, it's going for, of course, the target that's going to be easy to attack. Because it's a jerk.
I'm prone. That makes sense.
Your restraint is even better.
And you're covered in metal.
Yes, I am.
It's like lunch. Feed me.
You know, on the plus side, it only talks about when people hit it with metal, not when it hits metal armor.
Interesting.
So, if your weapons keep. Did she tell you about the weapon thing?
No.
The corroding weapon.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
your stuff's not magical. It's
yeah,
probably going to eat it.
And we're level 1. We don't have magic weapons.
Yep. It's funny that way. So, pseudopod. Oh my god!
Did you natural 20 me?
I natural 20'd you.
Fuck me. I'm gonna die.
No, I still have a healing spell.
She won't let you die.
No, I can second wind it if I have to.
That's good. What are you
looking
for?
Looking for a d6. I'll re-roll this dice. That's a good roll. That's not bad at all. So. It really wasn't bad at all. 6 points of bludgeoning damage. You want to get that Yoda.
Shit.
Don't worry, I'll just
and
down
8 points
first.
Of acidic damage.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Well, you're zero. You're not dead. You're
no,
zero.
I meant negative.
No, no. It's
zero.
Don't worry, I'll do spare the dying on you.
That natural 20 did not go nicely. Okay, so all of a sudden this
currently
thing...
at quote unquote negative 2.
Okay, well, now it's just 0 because when you on the character sheets, you
mm-hmm.
have death save. So on your turn, you roll a d20. If you get a 20, you come back to life at 1 hit point. If you get below a 10, you get 1 check on the failure. If you get 3 failures, you die, unless somebody comes up and does medicine or something. And if you get 3 successes, you stabilize. So it means basically you've clotted. Your wounds are all clotted. But you just feel the pseudopod just like ooze into your armor and just burn your flesh. Like the hot sun in the gladiator days. Horrible flashback to your character's origin story. Okay. So, top of the initiative.
Me.
Yep, Anvil Spark.
Spare the dying. That means
okay.
You're automatic, you're not going to die. And that means if I didn't do that, now my heal will actually heal you as opposed to just stabilizing.
So now you're stabilized. She instantly throws magic on you that you will not die.
Okay.
Now is that cantrip bonus action or
no, it's
a full
it's
action?
Action?
Okay. Are you gonna move?
No.
No? Okay. You can move away. I mean
no, because I need to heal I have to touch her to cure her.
So Bard.
I'm gonna try and pull her.
Yay! Give me an athletics check. You could do it.
I
this
guess.
Is a possible thing.
Okay. Let's see.
she's stabilized me. I don't have any actions.
Yeah, basically you're out cold right now.
Okay.
But I can heal you the next time.
Okay.
So
11.
So 11. So Bard is pulling on it, by the way. If anyone else tries to help this round while she's pulling, I'll give them advantage with the roll because someone's already helping.
Working together?
Okay, there
yeah.
we go.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, because unfortunately Glory's out cold right now.
That wouldn't have worked for my movement.
What?
I would just say, hey, it's their movement helpful.
no, it's good. It's an action using. So if you try an athletics roll to help pull her out, I'll give you advantage on it.
Okay.
Come on, Mikesy.
Okay.
No, you have advantage.
So you roll
twice
and get the better of the two rolls.
Four. Plus the athletics, right?
Yeah.
No. Not gonna happen.
Six.
Are you gonna move? Because it looks like it's undulating in your direction, by the way.
Sure. Yeah.
So where are you gonna move?
How far can I move?
Well, what's your normal speed?
25.
The boxes with the squiggly lines in them, those are difficult terrain, so they count as 10 feet, not 5 feet, by the way, because you're scrambling over stuff.
So does that mean I'm at 10 now?
So that would be 5, because business. So that would be 15, and then that's 20. So 25 right there?
Sure.
Okay. And when you did step away, it does get an attack of opportunity. But it's not going to roll a natural 20 this time, because you know. See, that's a good roll.
What
at least in your point of view, will a 9 hit you?
I don't know.
Which, your armor class?
12?
Nope, so 9 will not hit you. Okay, so, wow, this is a rough turn. Yeah. Okay, so, its turn is, it's going to move over here, no, this way. That way. It's chasing after you.
Dang
you're
it.
Running away from it.
Right.
And it's getting on top of the other one that's climbing its way up. So they're like undulating together.
Yeah. My turn?
Yes. Back to the top of the order.
Okay. Instead of doing the heel on her, I'm going to pull her out.
You're going to drag her?
Yep.
Give me a 15 or better, and then you can pull her along with you as you walk. If you want to take
yeah.
a few steps.
Yeah, because, you know, someone saved my life on the battlefields this day, and I never leave a man behind.
Oh, no, well, you can't use the same thing you're getting it for.
Okay, so.
It's gotta be for another.
I've got a plus 5, so.
Uh-huh.
Natural 20!
Fuck yeah!
You reach down, and obviously it's because this is dwarven architecture here. You grab the fighter, and you flick her in the air, and she lands on your shoulder with a huff.
And then I back up.
And you can do your full movement if you'd like.
No, I still want to be able to fire on it, so I'm moving her over here.
Okay. So you have her conveniently resting on your shoulder in a way that's not impeding any of your actions.
Oh, okay, then
well,
I can.
Well, it still counts as your action.
I was about
to
say.
But you're going to be able to do everything fine with no disadvantage.
Sure.
Because you're like, oh, this wee thing, she's so wily. Okay. All
right.
So, Bard.
Okay, so... Can I attack and then run away?
Yes.
Or run away
yes,
and
you
attack?
Can.
You can run part of the way, attack, and finish running. By
that's
the way, in 5th
I'm...
edition, that's something you can do now is divide your movement.
I'd like to, so about here, I should still be able to hit it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So.
Flinging another arrow into it.
I miss.
You fire an arrow and it shatters into what you thought was the creature. Because, of course, this thing looks like
yeah,
brick. I mean, it's a perfectly natural thing for your arrow to shatter in this fine dwarven architecture.
Yeah. So, because I wouldn't have hit with an 8. So, anyways.
Mikesy, do you have any heal spells you could maybe drop on the fire?
Which one?
Yeah.
These are 5 each, right?
Yeah, those are 5 each.
So, that was I moved here, so that's
mm-hmm.
10. 15, 20. Be right there.
I will lead the way, hopefully not to an ambush.
No, I'm just stopping right there.
Why are you asking about heals?
Because on your turn, you could heal her. Unless you think she's not among the strong and she deserves to die.
No,
that'll
not.
Get you inspiration.
Oh, man.
But, meat shield. Dragons. Meat shield.
Well, I'm trying.
trying to figure out a way to, like, just stop it, but... Because I don't... The only metal thing I have is my...
Scimitar?
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I have this.
And you probably don't want to try to thorn whip it, because that'll just bring it closer to you.
Yeah.
No,
so
there's an
staff.
There is
staff
entangle.
As you reach.
Can you entangle Jello? Basically?
Unfortunately, because he's got the ability to go through cracks and all, he won't be restrained like a normal creature would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your staff is your best bet.
Is there a list of deities?
At the back. There is in the very back of the book.
But it's not very comprehensive.
And, you know, you can always ad hoc whatever you want. Like in our other group, but we have a cleric of Nike.
Okay.
Because it's all about just do it.
Right.
So
sure.
If you look in the area of 294 is the deities from Forgotten Realms, Greyhawk, Dragonlance,
okay.
And then a couple real world deities.
I was wondering, because I think my character likes to say
a
things
patron.
Like, Hera's balls, or not, you know, whatever.
Five Hera's!
Big boobies!
Thor's scrotum!
And Rosti's tits is basically what popped in my head.
Okay, so what are you going to do? It's your turn, then.
I mean, it's coming after me, right?
Well, it seems to be undulating in your general direction, but it doesn't seem to be doing with malice. It's more of a furred.
That's yours.
Oh, okay.
But you do know the fire could use a heal if you want to drop a heal on it.
Meat shield. Save our meat shield.
That and she gets to do something during the fight, too. I'm just, you know,
I mean,
just throw that
give
out.
It, sure.
What do you have that's a heal spell?
Healing word.
That's a very powerful healing spell.
Healing word gives you 1d4 plus whatever your spell modifier is.
Which is plus stuff. 2. So we use healing word on the fighter that's on the dwarf's shoulder?
Sure. I mean, it helped her. So
1d4.
So go ahead and roll a 1d4. Roll really well. I like how she's quick to cover that up. It was probably a 4, too.
I don't know. I didn't even grab it. So.
3 is pretty good. That's like 3/4 of the way up there.
4
plus 2.
So
6.
So immediately the druid, how does when you say healing word and druidic, you know, how does that work?
I don't know.
You tell me.
I don't know what you mean.
Squeak, squeak, squeaky, squeak.
So
okay.
Basically swear words at that point.
Okay. And all of a sudden the fighter, your eyes snap open and you're realizing you're being carried like a child by the dwarf. As you feel this like warm, rashy feel on your chest. And you see a slight blemish to your chainmail. It's not affected actually, but it just looks like it's been tarnished in one big pseudo potty patch.
Do I actually get an action, or am I just waking
you're,
up?
You're just waking up.
Yeah.
She's after you in initiative.
Yeah.
Your action is getting down off my shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a freebie, more or less. More of a freebie. And it's going to go...
It can only move there.
But it will try to pseudopod the scimitar carrying halfling.
Yeah.
It wants that scimitar.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Sorry.
Which, by the way, now that you guys are getting down the path, you can notice there's a small trail that looks like staffs that may or may not have had spear points on them, like laid out like breadcrumbs through this area, and little bits of what may or may not be rusted nails because they're not dissolved. Oh, shit. That went from a 3 to a 19, like, really fast.
It really wants that middle.
It really wants
it
that
hits.
Metal.
Yeah, I know.
So at least it's not double damage.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's true. So from the pseudopod whipping out and hitting you, it's going to be 4 points of damage.
Yeah.
How many hit points do you have total?
6.
Okay, give me an answer, not a hand signal.
Well, actually, she's playing in character, aren't you?
Yeah.
Her character doesn't talk much. Yeah. She uses bird sounds and things.
Speak a little language.
I don't like that one.
It's the
and
hit
then
point
5 more
range.
Points from acid
is that
damage.
What I'm looking for?
What's you got? What's the
10. It says 10.
So you just took 9 points of damage between the two.
You have 1 hit point left.
This is what happens when I heal people.
You might want to think, you know, remember, you know about the creature that it dissolves metal. You do know that if you fling
can I just throw the thing, please?
If you fling your sword on the other side of it, it may go for the food.
Yeah, this way. No,
yeah.
This way. Over here.
Well, you don't want to throw it too far because
yeah, You want it to be able to see it.
You want to chum the food. You don't want to fling it across the
room. Sure, I'll throw it.
Okay. So well, that'll be on your turn to toss it. But remember, that's why you look at that creature. It eats metal. That's its thing.
I have a plan.
You have a plan?
I have a plan.
Oh, I like the bars got this looking like level of plan comes together. Okay, so, Animal Spark. You have your compatriot. She's wiggling on top of you.
And I will just shoot it with my crossbow.
And you're going to shoot the ooze with the crossbow?
Yes.
With advantage.
Double sevens? Are you freaking kidding me? Is a 12 going to hit?
An 8 would have hit.
Okay.
What's your damage?
Okay. Let's see here. 1d8. Plus 2. 8 plus 2, 10 points of damage.
Nice. She shoots it, and then huge swathing bits of it go splattering against the wall and start evaporating.
Okay.
But it's still kicking.
It's still kicking, but the bar
has only got about 2 hit points left.
Still.
There's 2
hit points left. I have a question. So about how many ball bearings can I fit in a handful?
About 10 ball bearings.
Okay.
Usually, like, when you throw an attack, you're throwing 10 of them.
Because I'm going to throw about a handful as far away from us, but with it, you know, like, so, over here.
Okay.
Do that?
Go ahead and give me a throw roll, so it's d20 plus your dex, to see how well you can chuck a handful of marbles.
Okay. Oh, that's a close sided. Oh,
sorry.
Don't shortchange yourself.
7 plus... my dex was plus 3.
Ten.
So 10? Okay, whereabouts and up to here do you want to throw it?
Up to there.
So right there?
Because that's within its line of sight, basically.
Yep. All of a sudden, a handful of ball bearings come flying over your guys' heads, skittering, and you hear the rolling as they all come.
They make a nice metallic noise.
Yes. Clink, 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 clink.
That's more of a tink, 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 tink.
Glory, what are you going to do? Someone's throwing marbles.
I am going to use a bonus action.
Okay.
And use second wind to regain 1 plus 1d10 hit points.
Okay.
And then I can still move again, right?
That's a bonus action? Yeah, you can do one bonus action, your move, and an action.
Okay.
So the bonus actions are really
so
nice.
So I get 6 hit points back, so I'm back to full now.
Okay, so you're like, I got this. I just need to stretch out.
I'm not stitch. Full now!
I like it. Okay.
Should we stand you up now?
Yes, she's standing up next to her new best friend. I loosen those rocks.
So
you did hear the warning of the don't hit it with metal weapons.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Throw a rock at it. A big one.
Well, okay, so if I were to grab the rock gnome and put her behind me,
with your strength, you can pick up the rock gnome as
easily. Because yeah. I'm trying to protect her. So, because she looks jacked up. So I can't do anything about that. So I'm going to get her out of the way.
Especially since the pseudopod that hit you is like a wave of ooze to the gnome.
Yeah.
She's got this big goose tongue lick.
Yeah, and I have to touch her in order to heal her. So.
Yeah, so I'm going to grab her and put her behind me, which would put her next to the dwarf.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I'm assuming that's my full action.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a athletics check to just see if you can pull her away without getting her nicked or something. I'm pretty sure you can.
12?
Yeah, 12's good enough. That you basically grab her really quick and go whoop over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to move?
Hopefully it'll be going the other way.
That's the hope. No.
No?
I'm going to growl at them.
Who are you growling at? Us or
the
ooze?
The oozes.
The oozes.
Okay.
The oozes that don't speak language. But I'm sure they understand grunts.
Right.
Everyone understands fire grunts. Okay, Mikesy.
Well, hey, if they were even mildly intelligent, this is exactly what they saw. They went, cool, knocked me out, then I rose up again, and now I'm like, fuck you! And I'm all mad, so.
Did our druid tell you how intelligent they are?
No.
Oh.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
know.
An intel.
I mean, it's an ooze. I can imagine
it's
not
a very,
very,
very natural,
but...
just, you know, base creature. But, Mikesy.
Hi.
You just got licked by this big, swathing, gray, acidic tongue. You feel like you've got pink, sunburned skin everywhere.
Owie.
You've just been picked up by the very large fighter. It says you were just a small, you know, as people wondered, you could have been thrown like a rock onto the ooze. Like you both freaked out at first about.
I'm gonna
what
throw
are you
the
going
rock
to do?
Like, huh?
What do you want to do? It's your turn.
Why would I do that?
I had an iron ball.
They were still
that
thinking
moment.
That whole throw a rock at it thing.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to pick you up and move you so that you don't get hurt.
She likes her friends.
I had an iron bowl throwing Sarah moment. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, yeah, understandable.
So what are you going to do? You can't just take off.
I mean, I have one hit point left.
Yeah,
so.
If you go away from me, I can't heal you.
Yeah, so I can't really... Is there any rocks near me?
Like, to throw at it?
Oh my god, don't agitate it. I want it to go away. And
well,
eat.
I mean, the thing is,
it's
the only metal thing I have is
gone.
I mean,
no,
she might throw it.
If you're feeling cocky, you could always do the thorn whip. 26 damage, it even pulls it right
just
next.
Just toss one of the spears at it that's got no metal tip on it.
The staff?
No,
it's
remember
like
you
a,
said
yeah.
there were a bunch
is
of them
like
on
a
the
javelin?
Ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just throw one at it.
Pick
is
it up.
Is that okay, though?
Yes.
Yeah, give it a shot. It's going to be a dex bonus of plus one. You're proficient, so it's plus... So you're plus three to whatever you roll. So you're grabbing one of these gnarled sticks and using it like a wooden spear.
Every little bit counts.
Yeah. Spear does 1d6. You never know. You may kill this thing.
I'm using a 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, d20. Plus three.
No.
11.
11
oh. hits it though, because
11
eight.
Hits it because you need an 8 or better.
Okay,
yeah.
So roll 1d6.
So roll 1d6 and plus 1.
Six
points. It's dead!
The rock gnome picks up one of those spears I told you were on the ground, and she takes aim, throws it, and hits dead center, and the thing like quivers, and then.
Wasn't yeah. there two of them though?
Yeah, but it's still
there was.
Way out.
But see, now that it's their turn, you see that where those ball bearings were underneath the rocks. Starts oozing and reassembling another one that's going after those ball bearings.
Okay.
Run!
I would take this point. Let's get the
okay.
fuck out.
I say we kill it? No, listen. Okay, because we're going to need to camp, and I don't want that thing crawling up my ass while I'm trying to sleep.
Well, it does look like the kobolds goaded it to stay here. They just didn't realize it.
Yeah, well, how often do they feed it?
As often as they try to get past it.
It can smell our chainmail, I'm sure.
Okay.
She and I are covered in metal.
Okay.
Every
okay.
bit of us.
So, Emma Spark, it is the top of the order. What are you going to do?
Well, hey, just don't get close. I'll heal you in a sec, but I'm going
to
attack it
so
with my
right there.
Crossbow. Because I'm not... afraid of anything. I will stare down a friggin' hell out.
We learned from last time.
Yes.
We did. What
I
I'm
may
trying
miss,
to do.
But I'm gonna do.
I'm trying to be my character.
Yep.
So is she.
Do I need to throw an inspiration at you?
Yeah.
Remember, just
I
like,
mean, come on. The second we did it, growled at it.
Sorry, I missed that. It's just like, tap your
yeah.
sheet.
Like,
I still have to write down yours.
Stare
at
your
side. Roll your dice. We're running out of time here.
I can't use it.
You got 20
one.
Minutes.
Okay, 8 plus
you know
four,
you only need
12.
8, so you hit.
Okay, so 8-sided die. Okay, 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage off this one. As all of a sudden it quivers and you see
yes.
that it, that crossbow bolt kind of undulate through it and get spit out. It's just a wooden thing at the end with gnarled, melted feathers.
Okay.
Our bard. Are you going to use some bard magic on it?
I'm not that kind of bard. I just play music, damn it. Anyways. With an aiming device. Anyways. I'm going to use... I'm gonna use my. I'm gonna freaking shoot it.
Okay.
Like well, what it, has it eaten already? All the ball.
No, it's just now getting to them.
Yeah. Okay.
It moves very
every
slowly.
Once in a while. I'm going to throw
and
more.
And I just gave it an amuse bouche.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot it with my short bow again. Yeah, I hit it.
Okay. It's nice when you're fighting something that's you know, so fast moving.
So yeah, eight.
Yeah. Okay. So, Glory, there's
4 points of damage to it with a crossbow bolt.
Twink! Okay.
All right.
Hi.
Missy.
I just did that fast.
Just throw another shot.
Yeah. Sure.
We can put another
I like
stick
that.
And throw it at it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, she
got
it.
Hits.
Now,
1d6 plus 1.
Five.
So, 5 points of damage.
And once again, the druid shows you guys how to put these things down because, you know, they are oozes, and she's not a big ooze fan because she doesn't consider them part of nature. They're not mildew. It dissolves the last of the ball bearings in the ground. She gets the jerk to take them out.
I don't care.
All right.
Oh, you're spinning a spell?
Spin that? Okay.
Oh.
You get 6 points back.
Oh, you're healing the druid.
You get 6 health. HP back. I spent my spell on you.
Okay.
Yay!
And you do get the idea that you guys have made a lot of noise getting down here. As the last, you know, as the last ooze dies, the dust from the whole roof collapse finally starts to settle down. There's water there if you'd like to clean your wounds.
I don't want to get anywhere near where they were because there might be more.
Okay, but just we need to rest because
I know we need,
I
we
need
rest,
spells back.
Because there were two, there could be five for all we know.
And she's a thinker, and paranoia is good when you're the thinker.
Okay. So we can rest. I'm just saying, let's not go rest anywhere near the direction where the gray things come out of the ground.
So we're in the cobalt.
Yes,
slash
this is definitely
area.
Natural cave. This is not the dwarven architecture up above.
So we're not in the same area. No, but we are. We're not that far away from the entrance.
Yeah, you're
no,
right below,
we're
it.
Below
right.
it.
You
I
went into the cave
up.
And down. Before,
yeah.
they had just little ladders that they would climb
okay,
up.
Okay, hold on. Using my dwarven... okay, so I got a 15.
Okay.
Do I think that we can safely climb back up and camp outside? Or
you do all have climbing equipment, so you could do an athletics to climb yourselves out if you want now.
Yeah,
you, that is something
we
that
can
you
always
could do.
Pull up the others,
mm-hmm.
and then we can find a nice little place out of the way.
I'd rather not
rest.
Be in their stronghold.
Okay, so I'm
going to
do an athletics.
Especially since this is how they get in and out of here.
Yeah.
It's a high traffic area.
Yeah,
you're going to do
a mighty dwarven athletics.
Okay, I got a 12.
Okay. You throw the grappling hook up. Feels like it's set. You guys gonna climb all up?
Yeah.
We can pull them up after.
Well,
I rolled a 19 plus
okay.
4 for athletics.
Yeah.
You're just like doing these one arm climbs with your feet dangling, like, yeah. Your feet are out like this. You know, you're doing the gymnast thing where your feet are out at a perfect 90-degree angle to your chest.
No, she's doing Eclipse of Insanity with Andre the Giant with these two strapped that are. He's only one person. I'm the one person. She's got that carrying too.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, so you guys have climbed up.
Yeah.
Druid, give me a nature roll to find them a nice, safe place to do the best.
We don't need to start fire.
Nine.
Can I
assist?
No, I'm good with that roll.
Of course you are.
Of course you are.
So, about how far from this entrance are you guys going?
100 yards, least minimum.
So, out of the little crushed valley?
But maybe
okay.
not so close to where there might be rocks with more darts shooting out of them.
Okay. You want to go ahead and give me a perception just in case?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Everybody can.
19 plus
4. I just tripped and fell on my
natural
face.
20.
Yeah,
which
I
is awesome because
I
rolled a 1.
You guys see
between
some
us,
signs of
where
they're starting to build some traps that they haven't mm-hmm. finished yet. Basically, the easy traps were the ones on the pathway coming blatantly to the front door.
Yeah.
But you can see where they're setting, like, animal snares and things like that to try to catch some animals. But you manage to easily avoid all of them and stay away from the area. With your perception, though. What's your question?
Does anybody know how to make traps or set traps?
I have a trap.
She has a trap.
I don't know, like, maybe redo the traps that we set off so they don't know that we set them off.
Survival could do that easy.
Yeah.
I do not have survival.
I do.
Are you willing to go back and reset those traps?
We are doing that?
Yeah.
So they don't know that we were here. I mean, it's going to be obvious that we
will assist her.
Sure.
Are you guys going to want to do anything with those dead cobalt bodies?
Yes.
Yes.
What are you going to do with them?
We can make it look like they were off the traps.
Throw them in the hole so it looks like they were the ones who set the hole, and maybe if there are more things, they can come up and eat them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or maybe we just bury them so that nobody realizes that they're gone.
Yeah, I like the idea of making it seem like they're the ones that set off
and dropped everything.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Okay, so you guys throw it in there. So you're gonna go ahead and try to reset the traps
with her.
With her. Okay. Well, are you good with survival?
I have plus two.
Okay, so who's gonna do the assisting?
I will assist.
So give me your assist roll. Let her roll first.
Oh,
no, oh. You got it. So what did you get? 12. So you have advantage.
14.
So you get to roll again.
You get to roll six.
Because the reason why she had to roll first, because if she bungled it, you'd be rolling at disadvantage.
Oh.
Because she's helping. We've all had that
16.
Friend. Okay, 16. You reset both the dart traps. You like, as you take the dirt that hit the fire and put back in there.
Is great.
Okay, so you guys camp now. Now, I'm going to give you, since you guys rolled amazing perception checks, who's going to take the first watch at your camp?
I'll take it.
I did the natural 20. So me! I am hyper alert and freaked out.
Okay.
So I'm not sleeping.
Okay. So as everyone's, you know, camping down, you guys are making very small sequestered fire, and so assuming so it doesn't get seen from a distance, it gives you a little warm.
We don't
find
one.
No fire.
You don't need one?
No fire.
You don't see in the dark.
No, it's to keep warm, you fools.
I have clothes.
I love
you.
Okay. Ground.
Okay.
You didn't see it.
I'm a mountain dwarf.
Yeah, okay.
We can huddle.
And you didn't see it was winter.
No, it's still summer, so it's...
So we're good.
Okay. So you guys are huddled around in a semi-defensive position where there's some felt trees. And as you guys...
Bear skin on my back.
As you guys are getting some sleep, you know, you're...
There.
Curled up. You're doing that whole in armor and weapons ready and sleep. All of a sudden, it says the bard is keeping watch. They're shifty, very perceptive half-elf eyes. You notice that there's movement in the underbrush.
Shit.
And you notice that an almost reptilian head pops its head.
Did we have enough time to heal?
No. You need to complete your heal. And all of a sudden, it doesn't see you, but it scampers up a tree. And all of a sudden, as it pops up through the bush, you see a pair of butterfly wings on this lizard's back.
It's a flying cobalt.
Fuck. No. Butterfly wings on this reptile's back. Give me a nature roll.
No,
or arcana.
I have neither, but I will give it a shot. I got a roll plus one nature. 9.
It looks like some kind of dragon with wings on its back. But it's about the size of a cat.
If it's like a baby dragon with my inner me is like, it's so pretty.
It's a bleak dragon.
And then another part of me is like, I could use that in my birding and people would pay me money.
So what do you do while you're doing this on watch and pretending not to move and you're looking at it? And you know how at night you have that weird hazy moment of, am I seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
Am I really seeing this?
Uh-huh.
You're staring at it and it seems to be oblivious to you as all of a sudden it like pounces on some little mammal on the tree branch and eats it.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Shoot it.
Pardon me, wants to, but I don't want to kill it because I don't know what it is and I can make money off of it. But I should probably shoot it because I don't know what it is and it could eat us or do something terrible to us. So
you could always tap one of your teammates too that might be able to recognize it.
Like a druid!
Like a druid.
Yes.
Kicks the druid away.
Like, yeah, I poke the
turn. Shh. Yeah. What is that?
If you do that, give me a stealth roll for your quiet poke. Come on, it's your bread and butter.
I know it is my bread and butter. Bard.
Bard.
Because it's trying to who?
Shit, it did really well. It saw you.
All of a sudden, you get tapped on the shoulder, and what do you say to your druid compatriot?
I only point.
No, you.
It saw you.
What is it? So now I'm making a perception check.
Yeah, you go ahead and make a nature or a. Arcana roll. You probably want to go with Arcana.
Nature's more. I can't read. Either or, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if it's nature, it's 22. If it's Arcana, it's 20.
That's a pretty good roll there.
I guess you know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Again,
oh,
I know what the creature is.
Genius. Oh, look, I can track its film. No, that would be a natural 20.
It is a fairy dragon.
What is a fairy dragon?
It's
adorable.
It's
adorable.
If I could get the book page for it, maybe.
So my whole maybe, like, I don't want to kill it because it's adorable. Because it's a fairy dragon.
I want to, I don't like killing things.
What things?
So.
Okay, we're among dragon-like things that are trying to murder us.
I know,
so,
but I have an entangled thingy.
I know.
So
maybe you can catch it.
Well, you also know as a druid that fairy dragons are usually fun, playful little things. That
we're not
going
to
do.
That's why I woke
things.
You up and didn't kill it.
Okay.
They are very, very free-spirity type of little things. Pretty much just like in WoW with the blink lizards.
The little blink dragons.
Yeah.
I love those. They're so pretty.
I want to learn more.
You want to learn more.
It's,
yeah.
It's so pretty.
I want one.
It's so pretty.
It's so
pretty.
I'm gonna die.
So just as she wakes you up and you look over there at it, it turns around and makes eye contact with both of you. As you just see Squirrel Tail go... down its gullet.
Nice.
That could be bad, though, because
no,
I don't know what it
cute.
Could do.
It's being cute. That's what it's doing.
No, I understand, but I don't know if it has mind mesmerizing powers. God
we
damn
will
it.
Find out. If, well,
with,
you know.
With her nature roll, she thinks it could be a flying kobold.
True. No, one day we will find it.
So what are you going to do?
Me?
Yeah.
Personally, I want to just leave it alone, but...
it saw us, so we don't know what's going to happen at this point.
I could just try to entangle it and just, like, catch it.
Or you could bribe it with food.
Do I have
food? We all have food.
We all
have
food.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, oh, it's a beef jerky.
You may want to read.
Let me see.
Oh, that's not. Hold on.
What?
People.
Uh-oh, she's getting all self-conscious here.
Yes.
Now I just want to look at it.
I just want to see
I'm like,
that.
What was the part that scared you?
Oh, it's pretty.
It's so pressure.
Oh,
I want one.
Party.
Yeah. So
that's,
my first instinct I want to keep
it. I want to keep it. Oh no.
So that.
Oh no. Now she's jumping to the oh nos.
It's so cute.
Maybe while everyone else is just sleeping.
It's
a bag.
I want to keep it.
Okay,
I pull up food.
How about this? Look at its intelligence. What is its intelligence?
Hold on. I will find that somewhere.
Think of a smart dog as around 7 or 8.
Draconic.
But see, the first thing with most creatures you want to look at is the intelligence. Because that will tell you whether it's a sentient. It's on the very top of his stat block.
It'll be INT.
Oh,
why
is it going to
14?
Oh, it's freaking smart. It's smarter than I am.
I want it.
It's not an it. It's
it means
a
who. It's a sentient. It's, it has,
that means it's
you
a
can talk
who.
To it.
Oh, well, it also has telepathy, apparently.
Hence why I was a little worried about the whole it meeting us our eyes thing.
And it's looking right at you as all of a sudden in your
you
mind.
You can say, hey.
Huh.
You're getting
if you're still hungry, we've got some rations.
I will totally do that.
What are you going to do?
What she just said.
So you're going to try to make nicey nice with it?
Yeah.
I pull out rations.
Okay.
Maybe it'll tell us what temperature we're dealing with.
Do you want to tell the bard that it's super friendly and we want to be its friend?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's a helpful thing to tell
yes,
the bard who's ready to shoot it in a moment's
well,
notice.
Well, I was waffling, and now that I've seen it, I probably wouldn't have shot it.
Fuck, I want it.
Now that I know what it looks like.
You said waffle.
Okay, so give it food.
Okay, I pull out foods.
Well, no, it's smarter than me.
It's
so
it's
you
people
can say
I will still pull out food. Would
you
like some?
If you're still hungry, we have you.
Make,
no, you
I just speak for Draconic.
That's what
yeah.
I'm doing
you
right now.
Speak.
If you want food,
but don't talk down to it. It's smarter than us.
I know.
And it's telepathic too.
Yeah,
so go ahead
yeah.
and give me a persuasion or charm.
I was the one telling it.
I have both.
You were doing the skill thing.
You're translating.
Okay. So actually, I'm a little shitty right now.
How much you both do it?
Yeah.
6 + 5 is, I got 11.
11?
What am I doing?
It's indifferent with you, so 11 seems to, it's like.
So,
Okay, maybe you offered another little tidbit.
What am I doing? Offering
just,
it food.
Yeah, just your persuasion.
Bribing it with food.
Well, it ain't a squirrel. It's pretty smart. This might taste better.
17?
Yeah, that's without
the
bonus.
It comes fluttering over to you and gently uses its tongue to take the food and it sits down next to you. And it's just, it's looking cute, like almost like a raccoon just chewing on the hard
pack. I'm just going to sit like this, like big eyes.
It's telepathic, so it goes, it knows that all you're thinking is it's so pretty and so beautiful.
And it, you hear in your minds, both of you, it'd say, do you have any jam?
Who has jam?
You don't, unfortunately. You just have hardtack. It's rations.
Yeah.
Apparently it knows what jam is.
I might be able to get you some.
Yeah, we can totally get you some.
I am Mixcoggy. Who are you?
What?
I am Mixcoggy. Who are you?
I'm Mixie.
Mixie.
And all of a sudden the dwarf and the fighter are snoring.
Does our perception kick in?
Right.
No, everyone's being super quiet.
Fairy dragon.
Your team.
And the
spell that for me. We're just.
F-A-E-R.
No. The name of a dragon.
Spelling?
I need to spell the fairy dragon's name.
Yeah, please.
You writing it up?
It's M X K A G I. It's in dragon speak. It's spelled special.
Mixcoggy. I'm just going to write M-I-X-Coggy.
From Boston.
Did I really write
actually,
my name like a dragon?
Probably.
It seems to me.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
So we could probably give you a whole bunch of jam.
Yes.
I like jam.
Maybe
you've got a
diet
there.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we have a problem because we can't leave to go get jam right now. Because there's some kobolds around, and supposedly a gray dragon.
Oh, lesser dragon folk. Very bothersome. Constantly chasing me.
Oh.
Huh, that's
well, maybe if you could give us some information, because we would like to stop it from chasing anyone and eating anyone at this point in time. Because it's already run off with some people.
Okay, and as you start to say that, your new friend's going to get up and start rummaging through the nearest backpack.
A one.
And starts knocking things out, making noise, which wakes up the other two party members.
Hello.
You guys go with your weapons, and you see a fairy dragon dumping out a backpack.
Whose backpack?
Let's find out.
Foresight bag.
That's what I'm looking for. That, what is that?
Should mark off who is who.
Who knows?
Did you decide to
do yours?
Mine?
Yours.
Oh, well. I have sparkly things in there because Oscar has
fruit today. Purple.
Is there something we could be helping you with?
Yes, I'd love a spot of jam. As you notice, two of your compatriots are sitting there all geeing over this thing.
I'm so happy.
Well, what was that roll?
I was just saying I had jam.
No, you don't.
I don't think any of us
I figured,
have jam.
I figured if I rolled a natural 20.
Jim is not your usual adventurer fairy to carry with you, which it probably should be.
Uh-oh. From now on, yes.
She just made another noise. What was that noise for?
You're
what?
Gonna love it.
What?
Superior invisibility.
Oh, that'd be nice. All right. So, how about we make a deal? You help us try to get rid of this dragon. And when we get back, we will give you...
I'll make you.
We'll make and or give you...
All the jam you can eat.
I know. Not all the jam you can eat, because I don't
There's
know.
There's plenty of jam in the mother's cupboard, that pantry that we were in with.
She didn't break all the jars.
I didn't break all the jars.
Well, I mean, if she's still alive and we save her, she'd be more than happy to give you all that jam.
Hook a fairy to your dragon.
Yes.
So what is it you want me to do?
Well, you've been around here, and obviously you've had a run-in with these things, so maybe you could give us some information, first off, because we know next to nothing about this dragon.
We'll also make sure that they don't get you.
Yeah. So it's a mutual... This mutually benefits everyone here.
Well, first you see a male kobold and a female kobold get together. And then you have a clutch of kobold eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the younglings that don't eat each other grow bigger. And then they make another clutch of kobold eggs.
Okay, but we're more concerned with what they're trying to feed right now. Bigger dragon.
Oh, if they have a dragon, I don't want to mess with that.
Well,
I've heard of a gray dragon.
What do you know about gray dragons?
Go ahead and roll a survival. One of you, and it's a plus four.
I asked the question.
That's
so
a very...
18. Plus two for some...
Oh, it's not a gray dragon that they worship down there. I've smelled it stink for weeks since it must have burrowed up from below.
What is it?
Burrowed up from beneath the ground.
You humans are so simple when it comes to
humans!
Dragons.
I'm a dwarf.
It's fine.
No,
for now,
it's
not.
Fine.
You
for
all
now.
Look alike to Arkai.
It's fine. It's cute. It's fine.
And he basically, for 4 more rations, will tell you about it.
We can each donate one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will freaking take 2 if you'll stay with us.
I've smelled the stink of a cave dragon from the hole that the kobolds come from. They've been covered in its stink.
Okay. Cave dragon.
Alright. As I'll hand the book to Kelly so she can tell you the tale that the dragon says, gather around the fire and I'll tell you all about cave dragons.
Oh, I think that's our,
yeah, that's
I think
all.
That's our wake-up call.
We'll have to do this.
Alright, yeah, sorry about that. We'll take off now.
Sorry, guys.
And then
that's a great place to
wrap it up.
Up
there. And then when we get back, you can hear the story of
the cave dragon.
Or would you like me to record it and post it?
Whatever.
Podcast.
You need to link me to the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Okay. First. Because then I do funny voices and everything on recording edit. It's nice when you can edit your voice and actually change its octave a lot.
Oh, that's awesome.
But
are you happy about the fairy
dragon? No, this thing is awesome!
What, cave dragon or the fairy dragon?
It's a trickster.
The
invisible trickster.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
going to
eat all the jam.
The colors of
eight. All of a sudden, for generations, jars of jam will go missing. And no one will know why.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Here in the Forest of Elandril, we elves defend the woods from beasts and men. I myself have helped drive off goblin raiders, slain a giant spider, and composed an elven symphony for the Blood Moon Harvest Festival, and that was before lunch. So when I'm not sliding down the trunk of a barbarian elephant beast after killing it and its occupants with only my dagger and a few arrows, I look forward to coming home to a dungeon crate. Dungeon Crate is a monthly subscription box service crafted specifically for RPG and tabletop gamers. Miniatures, dice, tokens, coins, maps, modules, terrain pieces, handmade items, RPG jewelry, and more are yours for only a few gold per month. You even get a digital crate along with a physical one as an added bonus. As an elf, I appreciate quality craftsmanship, and Dungeon Crate delivers, even if it's put together by humans.
Sir, sentries have discovered several dwarves and a wizard trespassing in our woods.
I was wondering what that smell was. DungeonCrate.com. Are you ready? Let the adventure begin.
Nature's your shtick. Of all the folks, nature is your shtick.
That's your bread and butter.
Slide of hand. How do I have a plus
one? The one race that you will never see me use is
you have high dex.
The Kinku. Because I think they're a horrible race person.
Weird bird creature.
Well, they used to be flying birds until they got cursed to lose their wings. Now, their big shtick is they mimic people like a parrot. And they usually will hide
like
in human...
mockingjay?
Yeah, and they will basically hide in human towns. But I'm like, how can this really get away with hiding in human towns?
I can't.
You've got a 2-foot beak sticks out of your hooded head, you know. And, of course, they're almost always chaotic neutral.
That's
and they speak in Panama.
There it is. Chaotic neutral.
Yeah, they mimic people.
Yeah. They can mimic the sound of anything they hear. A Kinku asking for money might make the sound of coins clinking together.
I'm still trying to figure out how to, like, actually roll this.
The silent treatment's working for your character. I mean, you know. Obviously, you know, these kobolds are not fit creatures, and your compatriots are. So
minus that point.
God.
How
they
do
are,
you feel?
They are fucking with your forest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just saying.
No, that was one of the things. Like, I'm just gonna, like,
she looking for motivation?
Yeah. And let's not forget,
the
you know.
The only motivation it is that they look like dragons, and I want them dead. Only, so
and think about it. If,
taste to dragons.
If they're well, don't forget they're feeding your friend's son to a dragon egg.
And there's that.
Yeah. You know that right there might be kind of strong motivation. I mean,
yeah, there's lots to.
Thank you for pulling those out, sweetie.
You're welcome.
It's almost like you knew it was in my head.
Well, considering we would have to cobble the last time, hey.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just because usually when I play a game, I'm usually like the like. In dodgeball, I hoarded the balls and gave them to my friends. So they could throw them, and I didn't have to. So that's usually who I play.
So you play the healer.
Sort of.
I will buff you, you kill things, and I get to stay over here.
Yeah, but when I'm playing these games, I tend to play, like, barbarians. So, one game it's a thief, but she likes to fight. So I'm a little... No.
It's okay, you're expanding your repertoire. So just remember that your motivations, like what drives your character. Like for me, my character is kind of lost right now and is looking kind of for a purpose.
Okay.
So right now she's just surviving and trying to go from day to day, and she's not used to the outside world. So her interactions are a little stilted unless she's in combat, because she knows combat.
Right.
Which is why she changes from, like, kind of a little bit reserved to more of a ha-ha in the middle of combat, because that's what she knows.
That also makes sense from what you said about her, what she looks like she's kind of always going to be judged.
Right. She's
so
used to being mistrusted or, you know.
So it does make sense.
Just
mine,
being a tiefling.
Right.
So far, mine in the beginning was they fucked up my forest.
Right.
And now a friend of the son of my friend's has been taken.
So you have a strong sense of right and wrong,
mm-hmm.
duty to
sure.
the forest.
You got the
yeah, there it is.
Yeah, you're inspired for the morality angle of you're protecting the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You're protecting the green. Super green.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it didn't happen naturally.
Yeah.